Good morning, y'all. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and today we're talking with Adam Acker. He is the County Executive Director for Potter and Armstrong Counties with FSA. Adam, thanks for being with us this morning.
I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always sending me little updates on programs with FSA, and that's why you're here today, is because there's one in particular. We've had just a lot of drought in our area, and it's actually triggered some assistance for producers. Tell us a little bit about that program.
So the program that you're talking about is the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. That's actually been around for a couple of farm bills at this point. It gets tweaked each time around, but this one is primarily used to help our eligible livestock owners and even contract growers who have covered livestock on grazed forage acreage. So your native pastures, your improved grass, typically that's your expired CRP. Or some acreage that you've gone and planted some more native grass mixes, like your maybe a blue grama or a side oats mix. It can also help for areas that had some wheat grazing losses. This isn't one of those years for most people, but in the past we have helped with that.
Great. Yeah. So tell me just, I know you talk with a lot of people in both Potter and Armstrong counties. What are things like there, boots on the ground, if you will, related to this drought? How severe is it in that area?
Well, I had one of my farmers call me, I think in August, and he told me that he was working on a tractor and he nearly lost one of his crescent wrenches in one of the holes that was out in the pasture. So to have a gaping hole like that, it's a pretty bad drought. These little rains that have come through seem to really just tease us more or less and get our hopes up, and it turns right around and it would give us another 100-degree day and dry out everything immediately. So there really wasn't a whole lot of growth for any of our forage around here.
Wow, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And this is the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. Is this available to producers who are not in Potter and Armstrong County?
Yes, it's actually available in all counties that have triggered is the word we use in our office for the program. And in order to trigger for the disaster, you have to be in at least a D2 drought category for 8 consecutive weeks, and that's based on the U.S. Drought Monitor. Or you could get to a D3 drought level at any time to trigger that as well. And a lot of our counties triggered around the middle of May toward June timeframe.
Okay, all right. Is there a deadline for signing up for this?
So there is. We have a little bit of time to work on these, with January 30th of 2021 being our deadline. But we do encourage everyone to not wait till the last minute, and a lot of people are hurting at this time. So the sooner you can get us the information and contact your offices, the sooner we can get you some assistance and maybe keep some of your herds intact.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, if somebody is interested in learning more, if they have questions, if they're looking to sign up, where can they go to do that?
So we recommend calling your local county FSA office. We have a presence in almost every county in the state. So most of you, if you've dealt with FSA in the past, you would know where your office is located. But for us here in Amarillo, our office is right now we are currently closed to the public, but you can always contact us for a phone appointment. And that may be the case with most of our offices around here as well. So I encourage you to either call ahead or have an email address on hand if you can contact us that way.
All right, wonderful. Adam, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. Again, for all y'all out there listening, this is the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. As you heard there, the majority of the counties in our area have triggered for this assistance through the Farm Service Agency. And again, contact your local office for more information. They'll be able to point you in the right direction and get you the help that you need. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.